Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with your hosts, Derek and Tiffany, with the Redevelopment Agency.
Hello, welcome back, everyone.
Glad to be here with you, and we're glad that you're taking the minute to come back and listen in on our more interviews that we have coming out, and hopefully you've been enjoying the few that have come up here lately with Kim Kane with Brimstone Jewelry and
Mama's Wranglers, Firelight Barn.
Yeah, Firelight Barn. That was a fun interview we had, and so we have another great interview with for you today with Scott Mahan with Masterpiece Cuisine Catering here right in on Water Street in downtown Henderson. We're grateful for him taking the time to sit down with us and share with us his story about how he got into the food business and catering and some of the cool things they got coming up. But we've had a lot of great activities and events down here on Water Street, and we hope you've enjoyed them. What were some of the ones we had last week?
Last week, we had a really cool presentation of Black Panther Live with the Henderson Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
That was really cool and very well attended. If you missed it, make sure that next year you sign up for the updates so that you come watch it, because it's really spectacular with them doing all the accompaniment. And then last night we had National Night Out. And then coming up this weekend, we have a big weekend. It's Hot Rod Days on Friday and Saturday this weekend. So the whole street will be closed down. There'll be classic cars and just a lot of fun, a lot of food, live music, live entertainment all weekend. So make sure you come down and bring your family and friends.
Yeah, come check it out. Shut down the whole street and see all the cool cars, and some of the events and activities they have is always fun.
And as we approach the busy season for our events, make sure you're always checking back to waterstreetdistrict.com/events for a calendar of what's going on.
Yeah, more to come. This is the best time of the year, right? This is what we suffer through 3 months of heat and suffering, but so we can spend some wonderful nights out and enjoy our downtown.
Enjoy this nice fall weather for the little brief period we get.
That's right. Come enjoy it. But great. Well, awesome. Let's turn ourselves now to Scott Mahan. He's Scott, like I said, he is the one of the co-owners with his partner, Tim, in Masterpiece Cuisine. They started Masterpiece Cuisine back in, I believe it was like 2007, was when they started out of their house in their garage. And then right around 2011 or 12, they moved here onto Water Street into one of our office buildings and the kitchen that they moved into an old restaurant space and have expanded. But Scott will share with you that story more. But we're grateful that he took the time to meet with us and tell a little bit about Masterpiece Cuisine. So why don't we go ahead and sit back, relax, and enjoy this conversation with Scott. Okay, well, welcome back to Redevelop That. I'm here today with Scott Mahan. Is that right?
Yeah. There's Mahan. Like seven different ways to pronounce it.
Okay.
So I didn't mind the one that you did right there. Mahan.
Mahan.
Yeah, that's how. But I see a lot of the same name.
Yeah.
Mahan seems to be like the most common pronunciation. There's a golfer, I think, Hunter
Mahan.
Right,
yeah.
So I might just change it. Just
to make it easy. And it might just be my West Coast accent versus... Because I understand, I think I was doing some research. You're from the East Coast.
That's correct.
I'm from Boston.
I'm from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
We say Boston, but really it's, 30 minutes south of Boston.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, so suburbs. But
suburbs.
Yeah, Bridgewater, Massachusetts is
okay,
where I was.
Very nice. What brought you west?
I had a really good friend who was being transferred out here for work. He was doing some casino food and beverage developing for casinos. So he had been in Atlantic City, and then he was getting transferred out to Las Vegas. So he kind of threw it out there. I happened to be in between jobs, I guess, right? AKA unemployed at the time. So anything at that point sounds like a good idea, especially when you're in your early mid-20s, right?
You're like, got nothing else to do, let's go.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it sounds hilarious now to think back about that. But yeah, that was pretty much it. So he said, let's give it a try, come out and check it out. I did, and it seemed great. I loved it. I loved the weather and everything about it, and decided to come out, take the plunge.
I was going to say, once you experience at least the 8 months out of the year, then you're like, I can handle this. This is okay.
Especially coming from Massachusetts. Yes. No offense. No shade on Massachusetts. Love it there. Still got a lot of family there.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of a wuss when it comes to the cold.
Winters are not your thing. Right?
No, for sure.
They can definitely be less than desirable back some winters there. So
yeah, I was the kid that was, huddled up inside the house when everybody else was out trying to play, tag football in the side yard.
Right.
I was like, I'm all set.
You're like, I'm good. I'm good here. Yeah. Awesome. So you come out west and you get into catering, because that's not where I was doing a little background research on you, but because you graduated with a degree in economics, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so now you're in the food business and catering. How did that happen?
It's funny because that was kind of an interesting story as well. My now business partner, Chef Tim Welk,
mm-hmm.
it was his brainchild to get the catering company going. It's been something, I think, an idea he had been sitting on for a long time. He'd been in the events industry in Las Vegas and the food and beverage industry for 20, 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he knew a lot about it. He knew he wanted to start something. And he was just kind of, I think, looking for the right person, just willing to step up and be that other half for him. Because, like any business, you've got the operations of it, and you've got the production of it, and then you got everything else.
Yeah.
And I think Tim, right from the beginning, knew that he wanted to be able to focus on the production, and he just needed somebody that was going to pick up the slack in some of the other areas. So he kind of threw it out to me. The offer of, coming in on the catering company. And at that point, he just had a website, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
He's really great at doing websites. It was an amazing website. shout out Tim on that. But so we really just started slow, really out of his house. I moved in with him about 3 weeks after that conversation, and we just took off from there.
So Masterpiece Cuisine started in 2007?
This was 2007, yeah. Okay. I'd only been out in Vegas about 6 months at that time.
Okay. So you guys are early on, and you're running the catering business out of Tim's house. And
yeah, we were more like a personal chef company at that point. We would use the clients' kitchens.
Okay.
So you would hire us for really a small, more high-end, intimate gathering.
Gotcha.
And that's where it really started. And then it kind of grew into something a little bit bigger.
Grew into something a little bit bigger, which brought you to Water Street.
Yes.
Eventually. So when was the move to Water Street?
2012.
That was 12. Okay.
Yeah. So we were kind of bouncing around from shared kitchen to shared kitchen bars, things like that, just before that. And 2012 was a big time for us. We stumbled upon the kitchen here at 303 South Water Street. Mm-hmm. And we got really lucky because it just so happened to be fully equipped with all of the equipment that you would need to get going, which is rare, right? Usually it's bare and you got to come up with all that.
Because it was a former restaurant space.
My bad, but I forget the name of it. But there was a man named Richard who had owned the restaurant before. Mm-hmm. And it was his equipment, and he was looking for something to do with it. So we talked, made a deal, and that was kind of part of it. At that time, Water Street was nothing like it is today.
Yeah.
So it was really, at that time, more about getting a place that we could, produce for a fair price, and also, getting the equipment to do it. That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Because that stuff's expensive, especially when you're first starting out.
Especially in the commercial kitchen equipment is, definitely not easy to come by and not inexpensive. So that's definitely a great find.
Yeah.
So you started out in the kitchen first, and then you expanded across the way to include a showroom. Is that so? Maybe walk us through a little bit about how, you know, what it's been like to grow into a brick and mortar type establishment here.
Yeah. So when we first started out, it was definitely tight, just having the one 2,000 square foot kitchen. But luckily for us, the showroom kind of opened up across the way, and that allowed us to. That was about a few years in. I think it was about 2015. So that's really when we started becoming more of a full service catering company. That could do really large events, high volume. Mm-hmm. And eventually in 2018, we were able to get the office that we're in right now. So we have a nice little sales office for ourselves. So we've got good amount of space and somewhere we can bring our clients for tastings, brides, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we've also got plenty of room to store all of our equipment and produce the food.
And that's, I mean, that's we're sitting in here in your... in your tasting room, or is what you're referring to. It is a very nice space.
Thank you.
Overlooking Water Street here. And, I could see where this would be very advantageous for you and to be able to bring your customers and to be able to highlight the experience that you have. And so this is great having you guys down here.
Yeah, thank you. It's made a big difference, especially with the boom of Water Street. It's been really kind of prideful to see because I think when we first got in here and I told people we were on Water Street, like, oh, what's going on over there?
Yeah, right.
Like, not a whole lot, but now it's a different tone, you know. It's like, oh, I got a pub crawl there next weekend,
right,
with my with the teachers at Green Valley High
right.
School.
There you go.
So there's definitely been a great change, and it's made us want to stay here for a long time. We just renewed our lease with the landlord.
Nice.
So
Very nice. We're
here for at least another 5 years. So
5 years. That's well, a lot. Good. Lots going to change in 5 years. I can tell you that.
Yeah, So I've read.
We got a lot going on. So we're glad that you guys are willing to stick around and experience the change with us. So this is a very good time to be down here. And so, I mean, as you're growing your business here, you've expanded into new spaces physically. I understand you're also looking to expand into new markets, not necessarily just catering, but other new markets that potentially could be for you guys outside the catering world, but still in the food business, in the food services management market. And what's that? What is food service management? What does that entail?
Yeah, great question, Derek. So food service, most people in the community in Henderson and all of Southern Nevada know Masterpiece Cuisine as a catering company.
Right.
We've built a nice, solid reputation for ourselves. We've been around for a while. But during COVID, we did begin to transition into more of a full food service management company. And basically, all that means is that we still do all the same catering that mm-hmm. we've done before, and that's still I would say our bread and butter. But we've been fortunate enough to expand into a few different other markets, as you say. And this food service management that you're talking about, basically, it's high volume food service for a specific institution that
okay.
has a kitchen on site but doesn't have the F&B background to fulfill it. So they contract out that service.
Okay.
So a couple examples. One is a healthcare facility in Boulder City, mm-hmm. which is the Southern Nevada Veterans Home.
Right.
So it's a nursing home for the veterans. It's been a great opportunity for us to be a part of. It's a government contracted contract. We just actually re-signed or renewed the contract with them for the next 4 years. And
nice.
We provide three meals a day for 150 residents.
Wow.
And we've got a team of about, 20 culinary workers over there. So it's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely a much different direction to kind of go than just being a caterer who goes to, cook food in your own kitchen and then take it to your events that you have going on and where you're physically on site and able to provide those services. So yeah, I could see that would be a much different change in what you've been used to.
It was. It's definitely, it was a struggle for us in the beginning to figure out that industry. And then also going through COVID, because as we all know, it was a tough time to be hiring
yeah.
For sure. And just trying to do anything,
right.
Never mind keep our, our standard business afloat. But we also were able to expand into another state. New Mexico,
yep.
Santa Fe, New Mexico. We've got, we are hooked up with a hotel there, the Drury Plaza Hotel, which is a chain hotel. They've got hundreds of locations throughout the United States. Just a great company, great set of hotels. So we do all of their banquets. We are their in-house. So again, another kind of food service management type, because F&B really isn't their thing. Hotels are their bread and butter.
Sure.
So they wanted to outsource that. And so we were able to link up with that. And then there's another contract in Santa Fe, which is the Santa Fe Opera, which
you've
been to Santa Fe, you know about the opera. It's big. It's big there. It's kind of like their Raiders.
Oh, is it? That's their thing, huh?
Yeah. So everybody knows about it. Everyone goes to it. It's a big deal. And so we provide all of the concessions for that. Yeah, they've got a great kind of a outdoor, indoor theater where you can watch a show. I've actually been myself. It's phenomenal.
Very cool.
If you can ever go. But yeah, so those are just a few of the examples of kind of what we do. So we really want to get the word out to let people know that while we still are a catering company, we can also do these things as well that you would probably typically look at larger companies to handle.
Right.
So we're kind of making that transition, and it's allowed us to grow the company quite a bit.
Nice. That's great. That's exciting to be able to add the staffing and to be able to grow that way. It's gonna, you know, gives you a lot more opportunities and be a dynamic company and move in different directions. And so, yeah, very cool. So as part of the, you know, the Masterpiece Cuisine catering aspect of what you do, you know, do you guys specialize in any type of food items, or are you pretty much a whatever the client wants, you'll cook it and make it happen?
Yeah, so customization is definitely, and I think this goes for most caterers, but especially for us, customization is definitely a huge part of it. Okay, so we get all sorts of different calls from one day to the next that can be completely different. So being versatile, being flexible is definitely some key attributes of the company, and hiring chefs that are able to kind of transform from day to day is definitely an important piece. But we've certainly got some items that are bread and butter. I think any of our live chef action stations tend to be my personal favorite, because I think that if you're having a party at, like, let's say your house, I entertain from time to time, and I always like to kind of have those on the menu, because number one, you've got a chef that is, you know, demonstrating or cooking in front of you. It's a little bit different than you would normally get.
Yeah, that's a pretty, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and you get a lot of variety there too, right?
Sure.
So if you just wanted to have like a chef slider station instead of just one type of slider,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can do pulled pork, we can do barbecue chicken, we can do Angus beef sliders, and
nice.
Then you can have all the different toppings and all the different sauces. And so I think that that experience is a little bit unique. It makes you feel like you're at an event that's a little bit extra.
Absolutely.
And it also gives you that same quality that you'd get at a restaurant, because a lot of the food's being cooked in front of you. And so I think anything like that, you know, pasta stations, we do the same thing. So again, you can get all your different types of sauces, you can get different types of pastas, and then of course proteins with that. So I think that those tend to be my personal favorite of what we can do. But yeah, sky's the limit, because we get all sorts of different requests.
Well, that's a pretty cool feature. I don't know if I've ever really thought about that in terms of catering, of kind of have live chefs when you have, you know, a chef there doing the actual cooking on site, and, you know, kind of doing, being part of the, dare I say, entertainment of the event. And so that's a pretty cool opportunity and experience to be able to provide.
Yeah, it is. And it's an extra challenge for the chef, because they've got to also have a little bit of personality. Not
right.
to say that chefs don't usually have a personality, but you're bringing the back of the house into the front,
right.
you know? So it's a special thing to be able to provide that level of service. And I think people, they don't always get to engage with the chef, right? You go to a restaurant, you never even see or talk to who provided your
unless
meal.
Unless you're at a hibachi or something.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. So I think that is definitely something that's really cool about what we can do. But I do want to press upon the fact that we're a company that basically provides holds a standard that we can do pretty much any style of service, right? So If you're looking for your favorite dish, you know, typically that's a great reason to go to a restaurant, yeah. right? So we're the type of company that you, if you own a business where you've got, let's say, 100 plus employees, and you're trying to feed them efficiently, you're mm-hmm. trying to feed them consistently, and mm-hmm. you want variety, well, you don't have a lot of options, right?
Right.
Because you can't just roll up to a restaurant or a drive-through with that many people. It's a,
right.
it's not really going to work that well. So that's really where we, you know, provide the most value.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great opportunity. You know, great opportunity for for companies and businesses to have that flexibility to be able to come to a facility like yours and be like, hey, I need these people fed and fed fast. So
yeah, the menu customization is a big thing. Like my business partner Tim, that's a lot of what he does. I mean, he's constantly creating menus.
Yeah,
that's a huge part of what we do. Right, you go to a restaurant, it's typically the same menu.
Right.
Rookie move right there.
So close.
That's one of my reminders throughout the day, right? So I don't have the greatest memory, so I've got to constantly set these reminders
important.
Like what to do, right?
In your business, you probably have a lot going on, so you gotta make sure it's that's all right.
Yeah. So, I forgot. I lost my train of thought there. I don't know what
you're talking about. Menus.
Okay. Tim makes. So yeah, Chef Tim. I mean, he does a phenomenal job of creating menus. That's a huge part of what we do because we never know what the client's exactly going to want.
Yeah.
And it's never the same. I mean, we can one day get an inquiry where somebody is looking for a really high end, like 5-star, 5-course plated dinner, filet mignon, you know, just, and then the next day, you know, somebody is out in the desert and wants a carnival themed, you know, menu. So that's kind of what we deal with.
I was going to say that kind of leads directly into my next question. I have is like, you know, as we, you know, we've talked, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us. And, but, kind of, as a wrap up question, I was going to ask, like, what has been kind of one of your favorite venues or places that you've ever catered at?
Well, I have to give a shout out to Nevada State University.
Okay.
I'm really excited about the progress. They just turned into a university.
Right, recently. Exactly.
Yeah, we just became the exclusive caterer for Nevada State University. So they do lots of cool stuff, and we've enjoyed that partnership. Also, a shout out to the city of Henderson, of course. Love working. We've done some events with you guys. Henderson Chamber of Commerce is another one. They're always doing, you know, not a venue per se, but they're always doing great events that allow us to not only, you know, earn more business, network with people, but also give back to the community. So you really get a great opportunity when you work with them. So I got to give shout outs to all them. But I would say for unique venues, to answer your question, I like the Mob Museum.
Okay.
So we've been with them for many years.
Yeah.
Dating back, I think, to 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've been a preferred caterer for them. And they actually do weddings there at the Mob
really?
Museum.
So that's awesome.
No one's been there. You gotta check that out. We've seen them grow as mm-hmm. well. I think when it used to be the old post office in downtown Vegas.
Yep.
And now they've got like over 100 employees. And
Wow.
You could spend a whole day there just walking through and learning the history of
the Mob.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. And then if you have a company and you want to do a holiday party or something, that's a great spot to do it. And like I said, believe it or not, when they first said they were going to do weddings there, I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
They're doing a lot of weddings there. And I think it's turned out to be really cool. And they've got a speakeasy down there now.
Oh, cool.
So you can do stuff down there. And we've catered down there. So I think in Vegas, that's definitely one of the coolest. And then, you know, the other one would probably be the Santa Fe Opera, which I mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Then, okay.
That's just such a big deal.
Yeah.
And you get you get celebrities that go there and stuff like that. So I'd say those two.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm sure, you know, when you said doing weddings in the Mob Museum, I'm like, that's kind of strange. But knowing that Las Vegas is the wedding capital basically of almost the world, that yeah, pretty much they'll do weddings wherever they can host you. So that's a fun opportunity to be down there and be a part of that.
Yeah, it is for sure. And they're a great group over there and they do a great job. So yeah, all those places have been great to work with.
Well, that's amazing. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us, Scott, and to learn a little bit more about Masterpiece Cuisine and what you guys do and what you guys have to look forward to in the future. I mean, it sounds like the sky's the limit for you in the food business per se, and that you guys are being able to expand and do some new things and really provide a good service for your customers. And so, we're glad to have you down here on Water Street with us and to be a part of what we're doing down here.
But thanks so much, Derek. And I also want to say thank you to you guys for what you're doing and being a big part of redeveloping and making Water Street. I mean, I'm kind of speechless, to be honest, in terms of what I've seen come through here. And I think it took a great vision from a lot of different people, but obviously you guys are a big part of it. And we're happy to be here.
Yeah, we're excited for the changes that have happened so far, and the more to come. And so, yeah, we'll look forward to whatever comes the way. So, well, thanks, Scott. We'll look forward to maybe we'll have you on in the future and see how things are progressing as we move down the road.
I would love to do it. So you just let me know.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Welcome back from that great interview with Scott. We again appreciate him taking his time to sit down with Tiffany and I and share his story about how Masterpiece Cuisine came to be here on Water Street. We hope you enjoyed it and learn a little bit more about what they do and what some of the things they have coming up in the future and what their aspiration and goals are to become more than just catering, but become a food management service. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
It was great to hear how they put their roots down on Water Street and have just continued to grow and grow over the last decade plus.
Yeah. They've grown into that space that they're in there here at the corner of Water Street and Basic, expanding their offices and their kitchen facility to be able to, meet the needs of their customers. And they have a wonderful, cool space over there. You go for taste testings and get a little bit of experience of what they do. And some of the live, I thought it was pretty cool that we talked about a little bit was the service they provide live chefs, where they have the chefs there that will cook right in front of you during their events. And that was pretty cool.
That would be cool. What a great addition to an event. Yeah. And the holidays are coming up. So as you plan your company parties or family get-togethers, think about using them. Maybe you want to do something unique this year and you don't want to do the cooking. They'll do it for you.
I always don't want to do the cooking, yeah. But so that's always an option. What was their website again?
MasterpieceCuisine.com.
MasterpieceCuisine.com. Go check them out. Scott is a great guy and he would be more than willing to sit down, meet with you and hear what your needs are for catering needs. And also if you're, looking to, as Scott mentioned, they're looking to get go big and move into different markets. And so if you're looking for someone to do your cooking all the time, in-house chefs, they could provide that service for you also. And so, awesome. Well, thank you again for listening in to Redevelop That here with Derek and Tiffany. Just if any of you are interested in being on one of our episodes, we encourage you to please reach out to us. Again, my email is derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. That's derek.allen, @cityofhenderson.com. Or you can go onto our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopthat. And there's a form there that you can fill out and request for us to come meet with you. And so we look forward to hear from you in the future and have many more conversations with our redevelopment partners here in the city. We have a few more interviews coming up here in the next few weeks. I think you'll enjoy and learn a little bit more about some of the development that's going on here within the redevelopment area. Some projects that will be coming up and have just finished, and we're super excited on what's continuing to grow here in downtown Henderson.
And we hope to see you soon at the events coming up on Water Street.
That's right. Hot Rod Days right around the corner. Come check it out this Friday, Saturday night. So we'll look forward to see you there. Have a good one.